Britain's Beryl Burton was the Lance Armstrong of the 1960s, but maybe more impressive. She dominated bicycle racing without a fancy bike, an expert coach, or even a helmet. And in 1967, she set a bicycling world record that would last for 50 years. Hello, and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
England, 1954. 17-year-old Beryl has always been competitive. So when her boyfriend, Charlie Burton, teaches her how to ride a bike, she makes a point to ride it faster than he can. Much faster. 9 years later, Beryl is smoking Charlie and breaking the women's biking world record, biking 25 miles in under an hour. Charlie's a good sport. He doesn't get mad. He marries her, and he supports Beryl in all of the races she now competes in. Beryl's main competitive event is time trials, where a biker tracks how far they can ride in a set amount of time. So when she hears that the nearby Otley Bicycle Club is hosting the 1967 UK National 12-hour time trial, 30-year-old Beryl signs up. And yes, you heard that right. This event involves biking around a path for 12 hours straight, as fast as you can, without stopping, to see who can rack up the highest mileage or kilometers. On September 17, 1967, Beryl mounts her bike for the UK National Time Trial. Though Beryl's officially only racing the clock, there's a competitive edge in the air. She'll be biking alongside 99 men. Can she beat them like she beats Charlie? The time trial has the men starting the course at 1-minute intervals, based on how fast they're expected to go. The fastest biker and favorite to win, Michael McNamara, starts last. After Michael, a handful of women start, following the same intervals. No one is expecting any of them to pass any of the men. No one except Charlie and Beryl. Though she's among the last to start, Beryl soon speeds ahead of all of the female bikers, and then she starts passing the men. Occasionally, Charlie races out to bring Beryl a cart of food, offering steak, candy, even sips of brandy. Apparently, the brandy helps settle her stomach. Huh, maybe brandy will help me with my workouts. I doubt it, but it sounds fun to try. After 10 hours, many of the bikers have slowed to a crawl or have increased the frequency of their breaks, but not Beryl. She hits mile 235 with no signs of slowing down. She's now passed all but one biker, Michael McNamara, the men's time trial champ. Michael started a full 2 minutes ahead of Beryl, and she's still at his heels. According to British bike lore, including a first-hand account by Beryl's daughter, Beryl is nervous about passing him. Michael's a big deal in the bike racing world. The thought of passing him is like the thought of trying to dunk on Michael Jordan. So, as a sign of respect and a strange sort of white flag offering, she pulls a piece of candy out of her pocket, a licorice all sort. As she rides up next to him, Beryl offers Michael the licorice all sort. Adorable! Allegedly, he takes it and eats it, and even says thank you. I love all of this. Beryl now bikes ahead, peace offering in the rear view. She's past everyone. And as the clock hits 12 hours, Beryl breaks the bicycle time trial world record. She's ridden 277 and a quarter miles in 12 hours. Her record is the fastest time in the world for men and women for 2 years, and it will remain the fastest women's time for 50 years. After setting the record, Beryl goes on to win dozens more UK national competitions and the World Road Racing Championships twice. The Otley Bicycle Club hosts a dinner where they honor Beryl's achievements. And there, allegedly, Michael McNamara hands her the greatest prize of all, a giant licorice all sort. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Beryl, check out her book, Personal Best, the autobiography of Beryl Burton. For this episode, we found coverage by The Guardian, Cycling Weekly, and cyclingnews.com incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.